The whistle transformed into a small key, and my score on the scoreboard increased by 18,000 points. I was back in second place, a mere 1,000 points ahead of H. A second later, the entire Zork simulation reset itself. The 19 items in the trophy case vanished, returning to their original locations, and the rest of the house and the game's playing field returned to the same state in which I'd found them. As I stared at the key in the palm of my hand, I felt a brief jolt of panic. The key was silver, not the milky green color of jade. But when I turned the key over and examined it more closely, I saw that it actually appeared to be wrapped in silver foil, like a stick of gum or a bar of chocolate. I carefully peeled the wrapper away, and a key made of polished green stone was revealed inside. The jade key. And, just like the copper key, I saw that it had a clue etched into its surface. Continue your quest by taking the test. I reread it several times, but I had no immediate revelations as to its meaning, so I placed the key in my inventory, then examined the wrapper. It was silver foil on one side and white paper on the other. I didn't see any markings on either side. Just then, I heard the muffled roar of approaching spacecraft and knew it must be the Sixers. It sounded like they were here in force. I pocketed the wrapper and ran out of the house. Overhead, thousands of Sixer gunships filled the sky like an angry swarm of metal wasps. The ships were separating into small groups as they descended, heading off in different directions as if to blanket the entire surface of the planet. I didn't think the Sixers would be foolish enough to try to barricade all 512 instances of the White House. That strategy had worked for them on Ludus, but only for a few hours, and they'd only had one location to barricade. The entire planet of Phrobos was in a PvP zone, and both magic and technology functioned here, which meant that all bets were off. There would be hordes of Gunters arriving here soon, armed to the teeth, and if the Sixers tried to keep all of them at bay, it would mean war on a scale never before seen in the history of the Oasis. As I continued running across the field and up the ramp of my ship, I spotted a large squadron of gunships, about 100 or so, descending from the sky directly above my location. They appeared to be headed straight for me. Max had already powered up the Vonnegut's engines, so I shouted for him to lift off as soon as I was aboard. When I reached the cockpit controls, I threw the throttle wide open, and the descending swarm of Sixer gunships banked hard to follow me. As my ship blasted its way skyward, I began to take heavy fire from several directions, but I was lucky. My ship was fast, and my shields were top of the line, so they managed to hold up long enough for me to reach orbit. But they failed a few seconds later, and the Vonnegut's hull suffered an alarming amount of damage in the handful of seconds it took me to make the jump to light speed. It was a close call. The bastards almost got me. My ship was in bad shape, so instead of returning directly to my stronghold, I headed to Joe's Garage, an orbital starship repair shop over in Sector 10. Joe's was an honest NPC-operated establishment, with reasonable rates and lightning-fast service. I used them whenever the Vonnegut needed repairs or upgrades. While Joe and his boys worked on my ship, I sent H a brief email to say thanks. I told him that whatever debt he felt he owed me was now most definitely paid in full. I also copped to being a colossally insensitive, self-centered asshole and begged him to forgive me. As soon as the repairs to my ship were finished, I headed back to my stronghold. Then, I spent the rest of the day glued to the news feeds. The word about Phrobos was out, and every Gunter with the means had already teleported there. Thousands of others were arriving by spacecraft every minute to do battle with the Sixers and secure their own copy of the Jade Key. The news feeds were airing live coverage of the hundreds of large-scale battles breaking out on Phrobos around nearly every instance of the Dwelling Long Neglected. The big Gunter clans had once again banded together to launch a coordinated attack on the Sixers' forces. It was the beginning of what would come to be known as the Battle of Froboz, and casualties were already mounting on both sides. I also kept a close eye on the scoreboard, waiting to see evidence that the Sixers had begun to collect copies of the Jade Key while their forces held the opposition at bay. As I feared, the next score to increase was the one beside Sorrento's IOI employee number. It jumped 17,000 points, moving him into fourth place. Now that the Sixers knew exactly where and how to obtain the Jade Key, I expected to see their other avatars' scores begin to jump as Sorrento's underlings followed his lead. But to my surprise, the next avatar to snag the Jade Key was none other than Shoto. He did it less than 20 minutes after Sorrento. Somehow, Shoto had managed to evade the hordes of Sixers currently swarming all over the planet, enter an instance of the White House, collect all 19 of the required treasures, and obtain his copy of the key. I continued to watch the scoreboard, expecting to see his brother Daito's score increase as well, but that never happened. Instead, a few minutes after Shoto obtained his copy of the key, Daito's name disappeared from the scoreboard entirely. There was only one possible explanation. Daito had just been killed.